Good morning. We're Masechet Shvuot, Daf Lamed Hay. And I told Ariel last night that after we had a hell of a daf yesterday, today's a lighter daf. The first part in here is definitely a lighter daf. But let's just quickly finish off yesterday's sugya from Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. So we were busy on Rabbi Shimon, right? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Shimon Gam, we're trying to work out what they were laughing at, right? What was funny? And then we said like this. Gemara says maybe Rabbi Shimon's whole svara was that he refuted his Gzeira Shava before he learned the Gzeira Shava. Then we said no, because even after he learned the Gzeira Shava, Amalu Rabba Bar Iter Rabbanan, my time is shvur pikra loni tans zona lekapara. Rabbi Shimon. You see, Rabbi Shimon says over here, there is shvur pikadon. They stole loni tans zona lekapara. Amazing, right? So the Amal Lo Asabu Meizik Keshogeg. Look at Rashi. Lo Asabu Meizik Keshogeg. So we still of the opinion here that he hasn't got Meizik Keshogeg. We've never learned the Gzeira Shava in both directions. Okay? So we're going to say, you're a Meizik Keshogeg Parich. Maybe, remember we said we had two parts to that Kashia. There was Meizik Keshogeg and there was Mushpa Kenishpa. For those of you who aren't with me, it's fine. We're going to finish up the Sukkot. We saw a new Mishnah literally in a few minutes. Right, so maybe on the Meizik Keshogeg he was parich, but the Gamal Meila Dehenech Nefishin, because he learned that whole svara through Meila, which is already right. Avah Mushpa Kenishpa Lo Parich. Maybe that part of the Gzeira Shava of the Kal V'Chomer he left. It was he learned that in Azar, and there was Mushpa Kenishpa. So Gemara says now the last attempt from the Tehadar Eidut. Let's now go back to the Eidut. V'Tigmar Le Pikadon. So now go back and learn Eidut from Eidut Pikadon. Mazid, and what's the story? Mazid, the love Keshogeg. In Pikadon, we haven't got Mazid Keshogeg. You only have Shogeg, not Mazid. My Pikadon, Shogeg, in Mazid Lo. I've Eidu Shogeg, now in Mazid Lo. One says, why? Ki Echi De Yelif Pikadon in Meila. Why? Let's learn Pikadon from Meila. In other words, what was Meila? Meila was also Pikadon. Meila was also only Shogeg, not Mazid, right? Right, because just like he learns it from there. In other words, they go together. You can't help not being mafrich this kal b'chomer or the gzeira shava in both directions. So he says like this. The Gemara says as follows: Lahachi katver rachman el eidut gabe shvur bitui gabe to migdash ukdoshav. Right, that's why the Torah says right for this exact reason that we won't learn shvurat eidut from shvurat pikadon. Right, because we are issue here Shvuat Eidut, remember, right? And now we might think let's learn Shvuat Eidut Pikadon that we can learn about directions. And what says no? For that exact reason, the Torah wrote Eidut with regard to Shvuat Bitui and Tumat Migdash and to Bechula Ne'mar Bahen VeNe'elam. In all those other examples, Torah says Ne'elam. Why did it say Ne'elam? To exclude the Mazid. It's only Beshogeg. And here in our case of Shvuat Eidut, it doesn't say Ne'elam. Why? Here we've got a chiddush of Meizik Keshogeg.
It's such a simple resolution to this whole thing.
It's impossible to have learnt Meizik Keshogeg or Mushpa Kenishpa on the other cases. This is unique to Shvuat Eidut. Okay. That's behind us now. Let's move on. New Mishnah. Mashbi'ani alechem im lo tavou. We're very left heavy this morning. We're very left heavy here. Kemashbi'ani alechem im lo tavou v'ta'iduni she'amar ish ploni liten li matayim zuz v'lo natan. Okay, so here's a new type of example now, a new type of shvua. What's the shvua? God said, I'm making a shvua on you now, that if you don't come and testify for me, what are you testifying for? That X, ish ploni, told me that he would give me 200 zuz, he never gave it to me. Right? Come and testify for me. He said that he would do something that he didn't do. Gemara says, "Re elu p'turim." He's patur. Why? She ain chayavin el al tviat mamon kepikadon. When we said all the time, because we had a thought. See, he has like this the red herring. Gemara thought because he's talking about money, therefore it's shayach to shvuat ha'edut. But he's saying no. When is Shvuat Eidut about money? Only when a guy's claiming a pikadon, you've got money of mine, or you, I lent you money, or I gave you something to look after. There's something that exists. But here, what's the shvua? The shvua is that he said he would give me something which he never gave me. Right. In other words, it's just words. Milta, right? Love milta, right?
There
was nothing there. It was just words. Right? And next case, mashbi'ani alechem, I'll make you make a shvua, kashetedu li edut, that when you will know edut about me, shetavol v'taiduni. Okay, there's a making a general open-ended shvua. I'm keeping in a making a shvua that in the future, should you ever know edut about me, you're going to come make a shvua. Go again. Harele pturim, why? Ibnashe kadma shvua l'edut. Okay, so the Mishnah gives a good example. So, because here we've got a case of where the Eidut comes, the Shvua comes before the Eidut. You're only making a Shvua now, so which you might know in the future. We can't have that, right? Next case. Amadu v'ra Knesset, in other words, in a place of lots of people. V'amar yishatzat mashbia ni alechem. A general mashbia is making everybody in the whole room there mashbia. She'im atem yod'in li Eidut, she'tavo v'ta'iduni. I read it between him. Again, the same idea over there.
But
even
when they have to meet, I mean, you
can't
just say, you
say,
okay,
oh,
that's a good question. That's the next case in the Mishnah. No.
Okay, and this is
that
you're allowed to talk in shul.
This is that you're allowed to talk.
I'm a big
Mishnah. Not during davening, obviously, Rabbi. Right. It's obviously not in shul. This is the proof that you can't talk in shul, right? Because we would have said during tefillah, not in Berakneset. Okay. Right. Amal Shnayim. Now, yes, yeah, you see, Steve. So there, what was the case? Right. Okay. Look at the next case of here. Amal Shnayim. Mashbia ani alechem ish ploni v'ploni. Right. Shima temiot indi edut tavou v'teiduni. Right, and they say shvua she'enu yodin lecha edut, they yodin lo edut, but now how would they know? So when I said to you, that's the next case, Steve. I think we'll see in the Gemara. Gemara brings a bright. I think I'm confused. We'll see a bright that talks about that. So Gemara, this case of here is they yodin lo, but how do they know it? Aid me p aid. In other words, it's like not really factual. The one guy told the other guy. How do they tell English? It's like hearsay. What do they say? What's the English translation for aid me p aid?
Yeah. Witness
heard
from another witness.
Okay, it was like hearsay, right? In other words, there's no luck. They never actually saw it.
Right.
Or shaya echad mehen karov or pasu, right? Or one of them was a karov. That was a psuladim. Harei elu pturin. Okay, so again, even there were guys there who knew it. They made a shvur. We don't know it, but they did know it. But their knowledge of it was either such that it wasn't absolute knowledge, or they were pasul adim. Then they patur. Now, next case, shalach biyad avdo. We saw this the other day. This case we saw already. This case, the Gemara brought it on Lamed Aleph. Shalach biyad avdo. Or shamar lahen hanitpa. So either the toveya sends his eved, or the defendant says to the eidim, mashbi ani alechem, shim atem yodim lo eiv. You know, eiv for him, for that guy, for the toveya, shetavo v'taiduhu, hara elu pturim. We saw that already. Why? Ad sheyishmu mipi atoveya. Because the person who makes the shvua has to be the guy himself, the not the defendant. Okay. He wants to help him. He wants to help him. Either he wants to help him, or he says, you think you guys, yeah, you think you could aid him, come and help me. Well, he's an honest guy, he just wants to help. Okay, Gemara. Okay, now Tarbanan, Mashbiani Aleichem, Im lo tavo v'taiduni. That's like the first case in our Mishnah, right? Shamar ishplan litendi matam zuzul natan. So there's a brightness similar to our Mishnah. Now the brightness is as follows. Yachol yehu chayavin. Could there be chayav in a case like this? Right? Tamud lomar techeta techeta. Right, what does it mean, techeta, techeta, l'gzera shava? L'gzera shava from these two psukim. Ne'emar kan techeta, v'ne'emar han techeta. So in the first part it says, nefesh ki techeta v'shama kol Allah. Right, that's a shvuat eidut. And then the next pasuk is, nefesh ki techeta u'mala ma'al ba'ashem v'cheshmet, that's a shvuat pikadon. Right, ma'al ha'al mitfiat mamon, and v'yeshlo. So in a tfiat pikadon, how does a tfiat pikadon mean shvuat pikadon? There's something there, So the guy's got a tfiat, and there is something behind the tfiat. Afkan, so too here in tfiat eidut, there has to be mamon v'yeshlo. Not that he said he would and he didn't give it to me. It has to exist, right? Next case. Mashbia ani alechem kasher tedu li edut. Here, this guy's making a general future shvuah for anything down the line. Tarabanan. Same idea in the bright. Mashbia ani alechem kasher tedu li edut shtavu vatuli. When you know edut, what do you come and testify? Yachol yu chayavin, says the brighter. Could they be chayav in a case like this? Tamud lomar. Veshama kol ala. Vuhu aid or a or yada. In other words, he's already knows it, right? Who shama kol ala vuhu aid or a or yada in the past tense. Mishe kadma aidut l'shvua. We only chayv in a case when the aidut precedes the shvua. Veloshe kadma shvua. Therefore, this shvua is irrelevant. Doesn't make sense. Amad be bera knesset. Here we are, Steve. Vamar mashbiani alechem. Okay, I want to see what Rashi says here that they weren't davening. No, I'm joking. Right? If Amar Mashpia Nechem, but Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Afilu a dav beinehen. So Shmuel says, either Ivmi Patur, why? If the Eidim are there. So you might have thought that when he's Mashpia Alechem, right, the Shmuel falls on the Eidim. It might not have practiced, but it does toffes the Eidim. That's what you might have thought. So the Gemara says, Pshita! What do you mean, even if his Eidim are there? Right? Why is it a Pshita? Look at Rashi there, the first narrow lines of Rashi. Why is it a Pshita? Because I'll be honest with you, it wasn't so Pashta to me. If you think about it, he says they still Pashta, even if the Eidim were there. Why is it Pashta, even if the Eidim were there? Why aren't the Eidim Chayev? So you say everybody else who never knew. Obviously they never knew, but the Eidim knew should be Chayev. Right? Look at Rashi. Pshita. Te I lo Eidim beinehen, my itzchich lemit nebanditim turin. See what he says, Rashi? Mm-hmm. Why is it so obvious? Because of course, if the Aiding weren't there and it was just some an arbitrary group of people who had never seen him in their him in his life before, they'd know how that minute they'd be chayev because they are connected. So the whole chiddush says the Gemara is because the Aiding were there. The Mishnah telling us that they're patur. We might have thought that they chayev. Dafka, that's the only case we have a chiddush, right? That's the brilliance. That's Rashi just changes the whole everything we never understood. Okay, so the Gemara says no. Lord Shechem, we still need it. Why do we need it? The Kai Ilavayu, because the Eidim are there, right next to him. Right, Mahu the Tema, command Amalehu Dami. We might have thought that when he spoke up in front of the whole group and the Eidim are standing next to him, he's just talking in general terms, but he actually means the Eidim. Kamashmala, no, you've got to talk to your Eidim, you can't talk in general terms. Right? And I'm going to brighten so tell me hachi. Ra'a si'asho b'nei adam u'bdim v'eidav b'nehen. You see the whole group of people and his Eidim are there. V'amar lahen mashpiyani alechim atem yodin ni'eru shtavo v'teodni. Yachol yuchalim. In the case like this, could he be chayev? Not in the Berak Knesset. He actually saw a group of people and his Eidim were there. He walked up to the group where his Eidim were. Tamud lomar v'hu aid, right? Baharei lo yiched alav. So what does it mean by who aid? He's got to actually single him out, right? He's going to say you the aid, talking not to you as part of a whole group, right? So now the group is on a similar question. Yachol afu lamar kol ha'omdim kan. Yeah, Steve, this is more along what you were saying. Now, what if he says all of you guys who are standing here, in this case, now he's actually singling out, although he's singling them all out as a whole group. But he is singling them out, right? Tamud lomar v'hu aid, v'ra yiched aidav. In a case like this, he would be chayv, eh? Because he's taka yes. Right, look at Rashi there. V'ra, where's the Rashi? Ra'a si'ashu b'nei adam b'nei b'nei ad kan, but b'dekai gabayu kam. He's speaking about when they stay next to him. M'dekai amal sefer chula, afilu kol ha'omdim kuran tamud lomar v'hu aid. Aray haye yiched aidav, dekai med amal omdim kan, Otana omdim etzlo yiched v'chayavin. V'ilo parish hachi behedya tana shepturin. So here, because he said that now, the second case was who amar kol omdim kan, all those standing here. In a case like that, even though all could imply more, he says all of you standing here, we assume that he is talking to his aide, that he is, there was a yichud over there. Okay.
You have to say amen. You have to answer. I mean, you can't say, you know, anybody here, please come and give evidence. I mean,
I'll tell you a quick, if you look at the way the Mishnah is speaking here, is not that he's saying Mashbiani and they're saying Amen. It's Mashbiani, they then made a Shvua. We're talking about a sister situation where they made a Shvua. Because they didn't make a Shvua. Either they answered Amen or they made a Shvua, otherwise there's no Shvua, right? Mm-hmm. You aren't chayev for a Shvua you never made. So we're not talking about just the guy where a guy stands up here and says Mashbiani. Maybe all five of the guys answered Amen, but only two ate him. In the case of the two ate him would be Chayev. Okay. Amar l'shnai Mashbiani Alechem. Now, next case. Tell me, Amar l'shnai Mashbiani Alechem, Ploni v'Ploni. אם אתם יודעים לי עדות, שתבוא ותעדוני. והן יודעים לא עדות, but they know the עדות, but how do they know that? We said early on, עד מפי עדות, they just heard about it one from the other, like what do we say the word was, like hearsay, או שהיה אחד מן קרוב פסול, some idea that פסול עדים, יכול להיות, maybe they could be חייב, maybe my thing still, they're חייב, תמוד לומר, אם לא יגיד ונשא אבונו. What does it mean that פסוק there? אם לא יגיד ונשא אבונו, how do you נושא אבונך, take responsibility, בראויין להגדה, כתוב לבר, only those who are ראוי. And if you're a pastoral aid, or you're relatives, or whatever the case is, or you never actually had proper aid, or just from another, you aren't ra'u to la'id, and therefore you would be patur. Shalach b'yad abdo, the last case in the Mishnah, you sent with your servant or the nitba, and they asked the question, tarabalat, a brighter, similar to that. Shalach b'yad abdo, she'amal hen ha'nitba, mashbiyan lechem, im she'im atem yod'in lo aidu, shtavo v'ta'iduni, yachol yu chayvim, kudebi chayev, tamud lomar, im lo yagid v'nasa avono. Right, so the Gemara says, "No, my Talmud. What's that talking about?" Amar Rezer, im lo yagid. You see how the pasuk is spelled? The pasuk im the lo yagid is lamed vav aleph.
Mm-hmm.
See that it's pasuk there, the very first pasuk on the daf. V'nefesh ki techetav v'shama kol la. Talking about the shvuah, the other eidut. V'u eid or ra'ah or yada im lo lamed vav aleph. So the Gemara has a play on words here. What does it mean? Im lo yagid kativ im lo. Right, im lo. Im lo lo yagid v'nasa avono. He, who's he? The right one. Lo, right? V'im la acher lo yagid patur. So in other words, we see here it's specifically talking about the Toveya himself and not anybody else. Okay. You've got to admit there was a nice refreshing break from yesterday. Okay, now we move on. Mashbiani aleichem. Next Mishnah. Mashbiyani aleichem mitzvah. It's a now this Mishnah is discussing all the different lishonot of how you make the shvuah, right? So Steve, I'm assuming that we are in a case here where he's making the shvuah and they're saying amen.
But on the one hand, they've got a duty even if they don't answer. They've got a duty to give evidence.
That's the whole idea. They've got a duty to give evidence, but if they're
if they
chayev to they chayev lahaid, okay. But they don't let that eat, maybe then Robert's right. Then there's a part, they're over on an Aveira, over on the mitzvah. But the big difference between being over on a mitzvah of the Torah not to do something, as opposed to making a shvuah. Here they're making a shvuah that they don't know, but they do know. And they were mitzvah to admit, to testify they did know. So they make a shvuah that they don't know to try and get out of that. The Torah gave us another issue here, and that was the shvuah of the Eidut. We're discussing now only the Shvuah of the Eidut. The whole premise of the Shvuah of the Eidut is that they were obligated to testify. Okay, so here we're discussing the Lashonot.
The Adim
are chosen by the people who know that they know something.
No, by the claimant or by the judge?
Oh, I don't know. Good. I don't know. Maybe the claimant. The claimant is the one making the shvuah at the moment. So yeah, we talk about the claimant wants them to come to. We said always that when is an aid chayev if he makes a shvuah? If the guy wouldn't have been able to win the case without him. Remember we said that you only chayev in a shvuah if without you I couldn't have got my money back. And you now make a shvuah that you don't have any eidut and you're lying about the shvuah. If I had, that's what we saw when there were two groups of aidim. If the first group was a good group. And the second group was a good group. When the first group made the shvuah, they were patur. Why? Because there was still the second group. Remember the case of the two sisters were married to each other? So it's obviously, in this case, we're speaking about the toveya, the claimant's aidim, or bringing aidim. Okay, let's carry on. Mashbi'a ani alechem, so that's the one lashon. Or mitzaveh ani alechem, I command you. Or osarchem ani. Right? In all these types of lashonot, says the Mishnah, harei elu chayavin. And like to follow on to what Steve's saying, we assume that the guy said Amen and they be chayv. Right? If he used, he said Bashamayim of Aretz, right? The heaven and the earth. Hara'elu Pturim, they patur. If he says Ba'alef Dalet, right? Aleph Dalet here meaning Hashem's name, Adon, right? Aleph Dalet. Or Beyud Hey, right? Or Yud Kei Vav Kei. Or Beshaddai, or Betzvaot, or Bechanun Rachum, or Be'erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Bechol HaKinuyin, Hara'elu Chayavin. So any of these names which we speak about, which would refer to Hashem, which is obvious because we talk about Lord Yisrael, Shem Hashem, and Kecha Leshav. You're making a shvuah in Hashem's name. Right? So on that assumption, we chayv. Hamakalel bekulan. And now, if you curse.
B'shamayim v'aretz, the patur. Everything else.
Yeah, so some will be seen b'shamayim v'aretz, the paturin. How come?
Yeah.
We'll see in the Gemara. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. Right? Hamakalel bekulan, chayv. if you makalel, right? Now this makalel here, look at Rashi there. Just by the Rashi says there, ba'alef dalet, shema katuv ba'alef dalet, or b'yud hay, shema katuv arba otiot, four letter word of yud dalet hay, right? The Rashi mentioned that. Then I'm a makalel b'kulan, mevarech et Hashem, right? The Gemara uses the word, it's interesting that the Gemara actually says there, makalel, only mevarech is the lashon for makalel. You curse Hashem, b'chad mehem kagon yakeh ploni et ploni. You say, let ploni, one of God's names, come and beat up another one of God's names. Shezehu chiyuvo k'she makalel b'shem, shem b'shem. He curses God with God. Okay? In the case, he says, they're chayev. Look at the Rashi there. What's he chayev?
Mitah.
Not just chayev, malkot or chayev, chayev mitah. And that is Divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachamim potrin. Chachamim says, no, he's patur. Why is he patur? See this now. A mekalel aviv imo bekulan. Yeah, if you mekalel your mother, your father, with any of these names we've just spoken about, chayev. Divrei Meir. Chachamim potrin, chachamim said you patur. Then a makal atzmo v'chaverot b'chulan. If you curse yourself or one of your friends in any of these kinuim, over belo ta'ase. You see that? You're in a lo ta'ase because I think it's asur to makal your friend, irrespective of what names you use, right? But not necessarily chayev mita on using shem Hashem. Okay, now the Mishnah carries on another example. We can see all these things in the Gemara. The pasuk here we spoke about says Yakhe Hashem b'shachefet. God will strike you down with the shachefet. What's it like a jaundice? What's it ubekadachat? And that's like a dysentery, I think. What's kadachat? Like a stomach thing. Ubedaleket, ubecharchur, ubecher, with a sword, ubeshtafon, with a plague, ubeyirakon, uberetfuch. All these different sicknesses, right? That's the pasuk in Dvarim. It's from the curses, right? Oh. So here you use that. You say Yakhe Hashem. The gra takes out this Elohim, by the way. Well, I think he actually changes, he says nimchak, completely goes. Yakhe Hashem, yakha Hashem, thank you. V'chein yakha Elohim, right? If you say yakha Elohim, zohi Allah aktuvah b'Torah. These are curses that are in the Torah. This is from the list of all the curses in Dvarim. These are curses. Look at Rashi there. Zohi Allah. Im amal la'edim, echad min ha-mikraot shebeklalot. If you use one of these psukim with the Eidim, right, to make them make a shvua, which is the verses of the curses, im lo ta'iduni v'chein yakhe Hashem, if you don't come testify for me, you'll get this curse in the Torah. Gon shaya achad korek lalot shabbat Torah v'amal Eidim, ken yakhe im lo ta'iduni, or says, reading the list of curses, this will happen to you if you don't come and testify for me. Zohi Allah, this is a curse. D'ha ketiv b'hem kachol alot habrit. This is one of these shvuas, right? Remember, kol Allah is a curse, but also the shvua is a curse. Because if you don't do something as a shvua, the outcome is a curse, right? Or then, al yakech v'yivarechecha v'yitavlach. Oh, look, this is the curse. This is the pasuk that he brings here. Sorry. Zohi alach tva b'torah. Al, I don't know what pasuk this is. I don't know why he doesn't bring the pasuk over here. Is there a pasuk in the notes here, by the way? Uverechev v'tivach. Remeir mechayev. Oh, if you, no, it's a new story. Al yakhech v'yivarechecha v'yitavlach. If you use that lashon, Rimei mechayev chayim p'tor potrin. Rimei says you chayev, and Chayim Baruch Rashi, Rabbi Meir says you chayev, right? There's in the Bach there, Rabbi Meir mechayev demichlal al yakham. In that pasuk, lavatashomehain. From the negative, you're hearing a positive, right? Lavatashomehain. Al yakhech imay duniv imlo. If you don't curse me, if you do give testimony, then you won't get the curse. If you don't testify, you will get the curse, right? So that's why Meir says you chayiv in that, and Chachamim say you patur, because we don't like this love, hain, etc. It must be straightforward. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Now we go to the first case. Mashbi'ani aleichem. Mashbi'ani aleichem. My kama. The Gemara says, what are you talking about here? What are you speaking about? Mashbi'ani aleichem. Well, what's the story over here? That's what we're speaking about. Mashpia ani alechem b'shvuah amura b'torah. That's what he means. He says, I will make you, I'm mashbiing you according to a shvuah of the Torah. And so too, mitzaveh ani alechem b'tzava'ah amura b'torah. I'm commanding you according to a command in the Torah. And osarchem ani b'yisroel b'torah. In all these cases, that's what he means when he said, mashbiani mitzaveh osarchem. That means I'm using psukim in the Torah. So the Abaye is not saying something. Amar Abaye to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Osarchem ani b'isur habu b'torah. Some isur, you use an isur in the Torah. Okay, so we'll see just now. We'll bring all the examples, right? And the Gemara will bring them all, right? You want to see? Rashi says the osarchem ani b'shvuah maskir et Hashem, right? באחד מכל הלשונות הללו. In the Shvuah, you use one of Hashem's names from this, from that it's asur to say. Okay? The Ikar here is B'Shem Hashem. That's the Ikar, right. Right. So Amar Le Abaya, so Abaya says, Elaha Detai Rabbi Chia. Right, Rabbi, what do you, but Rabbi Chia's got a case of here. It says, Kuvalchem Ani. Kuvalchem Ani. Right? And look at Rashi. The Rashi says, Kuvalchem Lashon Asira Bechavlei Barzel. Right? In other words, I'll lock you up. Kuvalchem Ani. Just by saying Kuvalchem Ani, Hare Elu Chayavim. Right, and Kubal Boraita Miketiv. What you saying over here says Abbas Abaya. Right, because what's Rabbi Huda saying? He says, Achika Amar, that you're using something which was written in the Torah. Mm-hmm. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Either in a Shvua or an Isur or a Tzivui, but it's something which is based on something which was written in the Torah. He says, where is it? That's the case. Rabbi Chia says, Kubal Chemani. Where's the word Kubal in the written in the Torah? And yet he says, that no, Rashi says Kubachim Lashon Asira Bechavlei Barzel. The word Kobalchim doesn't come from the Torah. The word Kobalchim is written in the Torah. It's, okay? So El Abaya says no. So this is what the Mishnah means. Yeah, but the Kubalchim. But we're being very particular here. Yeah. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying only with the exact words written in the Torah.
It's not written with respect to
Shvuah. It's not Shvuah. Okay. Amar Abaya Achkamar. Mashbi ani lechem bishvuah. Metzav ani lechem bishvuah. Asad lechem bishvuah. Right? And kubalchem ani bishvuah. That's what Rabbi Chia meant. It's not like you would say, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're choosing a passage from the Torah with regard to Shvuah, but I will do something to you with the Shvuah. And therefore, it all works out beautifully. Okay. But now we go back to the next question. The Mishnah was Ba'alef Dalet, B'yud Hei, B'Shakai, B'Tzvot, B'Chanun, V'Rachum, Be'er, Chabar, B'Rachis, Emet, all those names. The Gemara says, L'Meimra, T'Chanun, V'Rachum, Shemot, Ninu. Is Chanun, V'Rachum one of Hashem's names? Is he called Chanun or Rachum? Is that his name? Right? V'Raminu, we got a brighter that doesn't seem to work with this. Right? Because we said, what's the brighter telling us? Yeh Shemot, Shenim, Chakin. We've got a bracha that lists all the names of Hashem. Those you can rub out and those you can't erase. Right? These are the ones which you can't erase. Kagon, El or Elohai. I think the grass says Elohai there. What does it say? Kagon, El, Eloah. Eloah. You see the Hagota Gra there? The square bracket. See the square bet? If you look in the inside column, you see there's a Hagota Gra in the square letters. He says they bet. Gemara she'enim chakin kegon el Eloha ken tzarich lomar. You see that? Not Elohecha. Eloha. And Elohim. Elohechem. Eheye. Asher Eheye. Aleph Dalet. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Ve'yud Hei. Ve'yud Kei Vav Kei. O Shakai. O Tzvaot. Hare Elu Ein Nimchekin. Aval. If you use the words Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Haadir, Hachazak, Hamitz, Hazuz, Chanun, V'Rachum. That's what we want, right? All these adjectives that describe God, right? Right? Erech Apayim, V'Ravre, or they're verbs, what are they? Nouns, I don't know, whatever they are, right? They describe Hashem, right? Adjectives. Adjectives. Right? So, was I right the first time? Yeah. I didn't come, okay, right? V'rav chesed, harei elu nimchekin, right? These ones you can actually erase. And we see over here that chanun v'rachum, you can nimchok, you can cross it out.
In Sota, we erase.
No, Chochem. That's the whole chiddush of Sota, okay. Right? And elu nimchekin. So Amar Abaya, so now, so what's the steer over here? So how can you tell me? So Amar Abaya, matnitin, b'mi, shehu chanun, B'mi shehu rachum ka'amar. That's what we mean. When we said in our Mishnah, right, look at Rabbeinu Chananel over here. Upirek. You see the very last line of Rabbeinu Chananel there? Upirek abayim matnitin mashbi'im b'mi sheshmo rachum, b'mi sheshmo chanun. That's how not that, that that's how he means it, right? Bemisha, that's how he answers it. Because Hysteria. You tell me that Rachum is his name, so they said no. Bemisha hu chanun, Mishu Rachum, right? In other words, Hashem. That's what he's speaking about. Right? Bemisha hu Rachum. Look at Rashi there. V'lod chanun shemu, ele b'shem Mishu chanun. Right? Not that that's his name. But by the person who is a Rachum Bechanun, who's that? That's Hashem. Rava doesn't like this. I'm a Rava. Iachi, if that's the case, then Bashamayim v'aretz nami. Then why they say Bashamayim v'aretz? Right? B'misha Shamayim v'aretz shelo ka'amar. And remember, I think you mentioned it, Robert. The only one that we said there, we said in our Mishnah, which was Patur. We said Bashamayim v'aretz elu em pturin.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me that we're no longer saying Rachum v'chanun, we're saying B'mish Rachum, say Gam B'mish, who B'shamayim v'aretz. So he says, no, there's still a difference there. Why? V'achi ashta, you're comparing it. Hatam, keivan deleke midi achrini, de'ikir Rachum v'chanun. V'adai B'mish Ruchanun, v'adai B'mish Rachum v'chanun. There's nobody else who we can describe with such a major characteristic of mercy and Rachum and Chanun, and what's Chanun? I don't know, Chonen, gracious, right? Abal Hacha, but in this case, Kevan de Ike Shamayim, there isn't such a person, there isn't such a thing as a Rachum. Isn't a Rachum?
No.
Isn't a Chanun? So you say he is the example of Rachum, but there is a Shamayim, there is an Aretz. So when you say B'Shamayim V'Aretz, you could be talking about not by God, by the actual physical Shamayim and physical Aretz. It's a noun, says Ara. Thank you. Okay. Now, we spoke about Nimchak, right? So now we speak another bright here on Nimchak. Katav Aleph Lamed Me'elohim. You started writing, and you got to Aleph and the Lamed, or Yud K, from the Yud K Vav K, right? Harei Ze'el Nimchak. You can't knock them, you can't cross it out. Shin Dalet, if you write Shin Dalet from Shaddai, or Aleph Dalet from Adonai, or Tzadik Bet, right, the first from Mitzvot, Mitzvot, Harezi Nimchak. So, because look, because they're words on their own, right? Aleph Dalet is not a real
it's
word.
It's not a word.
Not a word.
That's what he's saying.
No, but
Aleph Lamed is.
Aleph Lamed is a word.
Aleph Dalet isn't.
But Aleph Lamed, Aleph Dalet, you.
It's not.
You know, it's a word. It could be a word, but not a word of God.
Right.
Could be a word. For example, tzadik bet tzav is a word. It's right. A tortoise, it's a or a, what do you call it? Like a turtle, but it's not a word of God. That's right. The right. Harei ze nimchak. Rabbi Yossi Omer tzvaot kula nimchak. Rabbi says no. The whole word tzvaot you can write. Shlo nikra tzvaot ela al shem Yisrael, because Hashem Himself isn't called tzvaot. Ela he's called vodzeti et tzivotai et ami bnei Hashem Yisrael. You see, he's called tzvaot. Why? Because he's the God of hosts. Because he looks after Am Yisrael. Okay. Gemara. Amar Shmuel ein lachak Rabbi Yossi. And Shmuel says, "Aloha dada Rabbi Yossi." It was the brighter Rabbi Yossi. He says, "No, new brighter." Tamanan, kol atafel l'shem beim lefanav beim lacharav rezimchak. In other words, anything that what do you call it? But it comes beforehand, the prefix and the suffix. Right? Thank you. Right? If they are tafel to the name, you can knock. You can lefanav katz. Give us examples. La Hashem, right? The lamed you can cross out. Ba Hashem, that's the prefix. Ken. Ba Hashem, you can knock out the bet. You can, if you start writing bet, you can mock it out. Va Hashem or nimchak. Me Hashem mem nimchak. She Hashem the shin nimchak. Hey ha Hashem whatever hey nimchak. Ka Hashem kuf nimchak. And al acharav, what's examples of afterwards? Elokei nu, right? So Eloah or Elohai is God's name. The nu means our God. We can take out the nimchak. Elohei hem. The hay and the mem you can knock out. Elohechem, the same thing, the kaf and the mem. Acharim, acharim omrim, la'acharav eno nimchak. There's a machloket ya, tanakama, and acharim. The acharim is that the prefix you can delete, but the suffix you can't. Why? Shekvar kidshu Hashem. Once you write the shame, so when you write the prefix, you haven't yet written the shame, so it hasn't got kedusha yet. But once it comes after the shame, it's got kedusha, you can't knock. Amrav huna halacha kacharim. Halacha says halacha kacharim. In other words, you can nimchak the prefix, but you can't nimchak the suffix. I mean, Abraham, Daltiel, Linavot, Begivon, Binyamin, Shlomo, Daniel, Siman. Okay, now I have to make one of my declarations in advance, right? This is a case of Diukia in Tanakh, which is not my expertise, it's not the focus of the shiur, so we'll go through a little bit quicker. But basically, the Gemara now, once we're speaking about God's names, going to take all these examples, in different examples through the Torah, where Hashem's name is mentioned, where it could be referring to God, or referring to something else. Like Adonai, for example, is Adonai could be my master. Elohim could be the judges. Okay? So in certain cases, it's not God's name. There's no Kedusha in the name. And it's important for the Sofer. You know, the Sofer has to know when he's writing the Torah, for example, if he's writing Elohim as judges or Elohim as God's name. It makes a difference. The Kavon, etc.
And
Elohim, Bidyuk, yeah. Right? So these are the examples we're speaking about over here. Some interesting stuff will come out of it. Okay. There are a few things which we've learned already. Okay, now. Kol Shemot Amur Abed Torah Ba'Avraham. So the Gemara is like it's probably a brighter here, right? Anything, wherever we see with regards in the Prakim of Avraham, where there's the names of Hashem are mentioned, Kadosh, they're all Kadosh. Except for one example, the brighter says here, Chutz Mizeh Shuchol, which is that? Which one is not holy? When he says over here, in the Pasuk, he says here, Vayomer Adonai, Imna Matzati Chen Benecha Alna Tavorim Aglecha, when the angels come to meet him. Okay, when Avram had his bris, he's sitting in the tent, and the three angels arrive to meet him, and he runs to them, and he says, Vayomer Adonai, he's talking to the third angel. Harad, he says, Imna Matzati, you see that actually it says, Vayomer Yud, Yud. You see that in our Gemara, it says Yud, Yud? And there's Agota Bach there. Look at the bet over there. Right, he changes it, the Agota Bach, Vayomer Adav Dalet Nun Yud, Imna Matzati. It's actually a mistake, because it's obviously the whole purpose of the Gemara here is to discuss Adav Dalet Nun Yud. It's amazing how that mistake fits into the text. It's just unbelievable. Right, Imna Matzati Chayin Be'enecha. Right, Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Hamoda'i. So the two of them say, no, Af Zeh Kadosh, that's also Kadosh. Even that's Kadosh. Why is that Kadosh? Look at Rashi. In other words, even that particular Pasuk is Kadosh. The third wide lines of Rashi. Tichtiv le'almina v'yare lav Hashem. Because he was busy in the moment talking to Hashem. V'hadar ketiv v'nei shloshan Hashem v'amar. Three people. Suddenly we see three people arrive. And then amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu al na tavor maravdecha. Hamten li adkan she'achnis ha'orchin. Remember we've seen it before, right? That was the Rashi says there. Gadol. Gadol. This is the Rashi. He says, Gadol achrasat orchim mipnei hashchina. Remember, because Aram Avinu said to Hashem, hang on, Gadol achrasat orchim. This is the, well, that's the Rashi, right? Kamad, the Gemara says, Kamad Azla, right? So now, so what's the halacha? This is the Gemara. Had Amarav Yud, Amarav, Gedola achrasat orchim yoter miakrat pnei hashchina. That's the Rashi. Rashi brings this Gemara, right? Kamad, so he says, who's it like? Kotoazug. It was not like the Tanakama, but like Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, now the next example. Kol Hashemot Amrim Belot. Now, with regards to Lot, right, where Lot appears in the Torah. Kol Hashemot Amrim Belot Chol. Other around to Avram, right? Avram, they were all Kadosh except for one. And we said even that one was Kadosh. With Lot, we're saying they're all Chol except for one, right? Chutz Mizeh, Shu Kadosh. Which is that? Vayomer Lot Alehem, right? Lot said, look at the pasuk there, the whole pasuk. Vayomer Lot alehem, al na Adonai, hinei na matzav decha chen benecha, v'tagdel chazdecha asher asli madir, achyot et nafshi, v'anochi lo uchal limalet ara penti bakener ava mati. Right, this is when the angels want Lot to run away, right? So here he's talking to the angels, Vayomer Lot alehem, al na Adonai, hinei matzav chen benecha, right, v'chulei. Right, so now the story is as follows. Mishi yesh b'yado lahamit. The Gemara says it's simple that is Kadosh. Why? Because who's he talking to? Le mishi yesh to b'yado lahamit ulachiot. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore this one he was speaking to Hashem, not to the angels. Now, kol shemot ha'amrim b'nevot kodesh. Right? With nevot over here, right? So here we've got a case over here. Remember Nevot? We had this with Nevot. We've seen it a few times. We learned also in Melachim that Nevot was the guy who had that field, and Achav wanted the field, and it was next to his palace, and he came and tried to buy it from him, and obviously he said, no, he can't, because it's Achuzat, it's part of my Achuzah, my family. And then his wife, Izebel, concocted that whole story, and they got a false court, and they got Adim to come and say that he had maligned the king, and he was Chayav Mita. And then Achav came, and as the king, he could now basically take hold of the field. So now the question there is, when Nevot, in that sugya there, when Nevot spoke, and he invoked God's name quite a lot, so was it Kadosh, who was he referring to, God or not to God? That's the word now. The Gemara says as follows. Kol Shemot Amin B'Nevot Kodesh. And B'Micha Chol. On the other hand, Micha, we're talking here not the Malach Micha, not the Navi Micha, but Pesel Micha. Remember Pesel, there was Pesel Micha, right then he made this pestle, then he got and he got all excited about himself, and he got the guy to become the Kohen, he made the Levi into the Kohen, and then the Shevet Dan, when they went up to capture the whole area in the Tzafon, they got excited and took parts of it with him, and the whole story. Okay. Rabbi Ezra Meir, so now the I don't know if it's a brighter, but it says, Kosh what I mean, Benavot Kodesh and Bemichachol. Rabbi Lezer Omer benavot kodesh. Rabbi, he agrees about him that benavot is kodesh, but he says b'micha yesh behen chol v'yesh behen kodesh. He says no, b'micha does they all chol. There are some that are kodesh, right? Aleph lamed. When it's written aleph lamed, in other words Elohim, so it's chol. When it's written yud hey, which is yud kei vav kei, kodesh. That's his Rabbi Lezer says with regards to micha. Chutz mizeh she'alef lamed v'u kodesh. Except for one pasuk, even in Micha, which is alef lamed Elohim, and it's kodesh, kadosh, right? And which pasuk is it? The pasuk there says, "Vayasimu lahem et pesel Micha, asher asah kol yemei hayot beit ha'Elohim b'shilo." And he says that beit ha'Elohim is referring to the mamash, the Mishkan, the Beit Hamikdash in Shilo. Right? He says, Kol yemei hayot beit ha'Elohim b'shilo. Okay. Next example. The Gemara is like this. Kol shamot ha'amim begivat binyamin. This is the Pilegesh b'giva. Right? With Binyamin. Right? We remember the whole story there as well, that they came and they fought. There were three attempts to wipe out, to fight Binyamin. And all three times they consulted with the Kohen or with whoever it was there to get permission to fight. The first two times they were beaten badly. 23,000 people from Am Yisrael were killed in the first war against Binyamin. The second time, I know, they were also wiped, and only the third time did they finally win. Okay, so that's what's going on over here. Kol shemot ha'amim begivat Binyamin, Rabbi Ezra mer chol, Rabbi Yoshua mer kadosh, or kodesh. What's it, kodesh or kadosh?
Kodesh.
Kodesh, right? And Rabbi Yoshua says it's kodesh. Right, there's a machloket now between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua with regards to that whole keta. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer, who says all chol, right? He says to Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi maftiach v'en ose, if you're telling me, right, Rabbi Yeshua, that's all kodesh, how could it be? Because the first two times that they evoked Hashem's name, they went to Hashem, they lost. So how could they go to Hashem and Hashem says to them that they can go to fight and they lose? It can't be that they were referring about to Hashem. Because it wouldn't have been that, not possible. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mashiv Tiachasa, I said, no. What Hashem promised, he did. He never promised they'd win. So, they never asked if they would win. They just said, can they go to fight?
Right?
See what he says there? Their question wasn't, would they win or would they lose? Only Ba'achrona, the third time when they came, Shebichnu, when they made that distinction, will we win or will we lose? Look at Rashi there. Vahem lo bichnu. You see the Rashi? It's almost in line with the first wide line of the Gemara. Right? Hem lo bichnu. Hem lo shalu. Ela ha'elech. V'lo amnu. Het neinu bi'adik. We can help us win. I just said, can we get a fight? Ba'achrona, says Rashi, she'bichnu. Ba'urim v'tumim. When they came to Urim v'tumim the third time. Ki machar et neinu bi'adcha. He skimu divahem. When they said, we're going to win. Then Hashem said, yes. And what happened? They won. Skimu Aliadan Shinemar Upinchas Benazar Ben Aaron. Right, the Bachle takes out that gimel there. Benazar Ben Aaron takes out the Kohen. Omed lefanav b'yamim ahem demor haosif od latzet milchama im b'nei b'yamin acha im echtav v'chulei. And then they won. So that's why he says that they were all. He says that it could be kodesh a part of it. Right, now next example, Kol Shlomo. Now, every time, remember Shir Hashirim. Right, Shir Hashirim starts off, Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo, right? So Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo. Now this for me, I'll be honest with you, we've learned this Gemara before, I must have learned it before, but it was a chiddush for me, this big chiddush, Modeh b'Ashma b'Borut. Yeah, right? Yeah, Kol Shlomo, Shir Hashirim, Kodesh. Because Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo is Shir L'mi Shashalom Shelo. Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo, L'Shalom Shelo. And who's the Shalom Shelo? Meaning Hashem. To the Shalom of Hashem, L'Shlomo, not L'Shlomo HaMelech. Asher L'Shlomo. Right? Unbelievable. Asher Shalom Shelo. Okay, but be honest with you, I'm about to assume it's the first time he's heard that, right? I think, I hope, anyhow. All right, maybe, I hope not. Chutz mizeh, so he says, all of it is kadosh, except for one pasuk, which is the pasuk, karmi shri lefanai ha'elef, lecha shlomo. Look at that pasuk in the actual pasuk itself. Oh, I'm taking long this. Karmi sheli, right? My vineyards are mine, lefanai ha'elef, the thousands are mine. And lecha shlomo, and to you shlomo, meaning shlomo ha'melech, umatayim, you've got two lenotrimi piyot, to look after the fruits. So what's going on over here? Right? Look at Rashi there, umatayim. Umatayim lenotrim. Lerabanan hi nicham v'yasku b'torah, echad mishisha shebahem. One of six, God said, he says, Karmi sheri lefanah elef. God's saying, he was saying to me, that for my fields, a 1,000 are mine, and you, Shlomo, you get 200. So one in six, right? Because 1,000 plus 200 is 1,200. 200 out of 1,200 is one in six. It's two out of 12, which is one in six, right? So a sixth is your Shlomo, and 5/6 are mine, says Hashem. So this Shlomo is chol, not kodesh. And the Pior Rabbanan. And there's another opinion that says, no, even this one's chol. Even this is chol. Another pasuk is chol. What's another pasuk? Hinei mitato shel lishlomo shishim. That Shlomo was surrounded, his bed was 60 guards. Right? And that, if you look at Rashi quickly, that was after the case. But we learned this at the end of Gittin over here. Rashi says it. Remember in the Gittin where they learned about Ashmadai, that he came and took over, he deposed Shlomo and presented himself as an imposter, right? That he was the king. Shlomo was fearful. From that moment onwards, he had guards all over him wherever he went. So that's also mitato shel Shlomo Shim, because it's talking about Shlomo Melech himself. Now the Gemara's got a kasha over here. When this writer says Vayesh Omrim Af Zechol, right, is Af Zeh Velomi Bai Haich, in other words, this is the chol one, but not the first one, and the first one isn't chol. Elaha the Amar Shmuel, right? But the Gemara says there's a problem. We say that, why? Because Amar Shmuel Machute Dekat Lechad, because Shmuel says like this. If we say that this one's chol, but the first example we brought of that you, Shlomo, get the 200 and Hashem keeps the 60, and that Shlomo there was chol, and we say, no, only this one is chol, which means even the first one is kodesh, we've got a problem. Why? Because Shmuel learns that first pasuk for a different makor. He uses that first pasuk differently, which he uses it in a chol way. Because Shmuel's like as Malchute de Kitlechad Mishita, a king who kills one in six. Now Rashi is a little bit softer on the Lashon of Kitla. Look at Rashi there. The Kitlechad Mishita, but in Negria, the Avodat HaMelech, in words, he enslaves them, basically gives them hard labor, right? Gives them hard labor. And basically, some of them might die, whatever, as a result of it, right? So he says there, one in six. But Al Melomian, she doesn't get punished. Up to one in six, you're okay. If only one in six die, not the end of the world, right? Right? Shenemar, why? Because the pasuk says, Karmi sheli lefanai, ha'elef lecha, Shlomo, right? What's God saying? That for me, I want the 1,000. Lecha Shlomo, de machut de rakia, which means here, right? Karmi sheli lefanai, ha'elef lecha, right, Shlomo here, meaning Hashem, Machut Rakia, umatayim lenotrim et piryo, and the two other are left off for you from Machut Da'ara. So now, sorry, I'm a bit confused here. So the Gemara is like this. If we say that this one is chol, that af zeh chol, that af this one is chol, then we've got a Shmuel says that the first one is kodesh, right? Because he's saying the Shmuel there means to Hashem. So it can't be Afze. Afze means and in addition. But Shmuel says the first one is Chol, is Kodesh, sorry, and we're looking for a Makor for Chol. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel, look, Tanakama, look, Yeshomim. Shmuel isn't, because the Tanakama says only the first one is Chol, and the Yeshomim says even the second one is Chol, meaning he agrees with the Tanakama on the first one. But he says even the second one is Chol. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says the first one isn't Chol. She doesn't agree with Tanakama or with the Yashomim, because they both agree on the first one. But he agrees with the Tanakh with the Yesh Omer on the second one. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, right? Lo ketanu lo kashim. Ela hakik amar. The study is. The Yesh Omerim ze kodesh. Vezehu chol d'mitato. And there's a Yesh Omerim. Correct the Yesh Omerim. That ze, not va'af ze, but ze. Right? And Shmuel is like the Yesh Omerim, who says the first one is kodesh and the second one is chol. Okay. Kol malchaya ha'amrim Daniel. Right? Anytime we've got the word malchaya. Right, mean Melech in the Sefer Daniel, Chol is Chol. Chutz mizeshu Kodesh, only one. Which is the one? It's called. It says Ant Malke Melech Malchaya. That sounds familiar, right? It sounds like in Yaribon, right? Ant Malke Melech Malchaya Di Eleshmaya Malchuta Chisna V'Takva V'Yikra Yavlei. So Chosen is what's Chosen, like strength or whatever, and Takva is power. And Vikara, and he gave him greatness, honor, glory, whatever Yavlech, right? The Yesh Omrim Afzeh Kodesh, and there's even this is Kodesh, Wash and Yamar. Because what's going on over here? Where Daniel says, Ant Malka Melech Malchaya. Now, Rashi, I'm skipping out the Rashi, but who was he talking to? Daniel lived in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, right? So if he's talking about the Melech, he's referring to the Melech, could either be God or Nebuchadnezzar. Those are the two options. So we said that everything, when he says Malcha in Daniel, it's Cho, except this is Kodesh. And the Yesh Omrim is even this could be Kodesh. Why would this even be Kodesh? Because he says, Melech Malchai, Di'ad Shmaya Machuta, right? You're strong. Because the Pasuk says over here, Mari Chalma. Right, look at the Pasuk. In the Pasuk, there's also from Daniel. It's a long Pasuk. And at the end of that Pasuk, it says there, Mari Chalma Le Sanach Upishre Le Arach. Actually, it brings it, Mari Chalma, my master, Mari, my teacher, Chalma, my teacher is my dream. And the sanach, your enemies, right? The sanach. So my dream, my master of dreams, to is for his enemy. Upshara, and the pshara, how you the interpretation of the dream, the solution of the dreams. La arach, the likutei Rashi over there, the very last line, likutei Rashi, the very last line of the page says la arach le sonach. So la arach also like your sonach. So mari chalme le sanach upshara la arach. In other words, the dreams and the interpretations are all to his enemies. So now when he said that, who's my master? The dreams are to your enemies. Laman Kamas is the Gemara. We try to explain now what's going on over here. Right? Who's he talking to? If he's saying to Nebuchadnezzar, calling him Mari, and your dreams are for your enemies, and your interpretation of enemies, what? Ka'amalei sinotea maini. Who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? Yisrael. So what is, it turns out then that Daniel is actually helping Nebuchadnezzar to curse his enemies. And who has enemies? Israel. So Gemara says what? Milat kelayit leul Israel. Is Daniel going to be cursing Israel? In other words, what we're trying to say over here, right? V'yesh omim afzeh kodesh. That this, even that one is kodesh. Because we don't say that Malchai here is kodesh, then Mari over here, right, would be Nebuchadnezzar. Because look where the psukim are. The first pasuk there, which we saw from Daniel, is Bet Lamed Zayin, and then okay, that doesn't help us really much. But bottom line, if Daniel is referring to the normal king Nebuchadnezzar, then over there it's also Nebuchadnezzar. Then it turns out he's helping Nebuchadnezzar's enemies. So the Gemara says Tanakama, Savar, and Tanakama. So how does the Tanakama live by saying that that is Chol and not Kodesh? Saba Shnei Israel, Ikas Shnei Achrim Leika. What do you think? Only got Shnei Israel. What Shnei Achrim Leika? He hasn't got any other enemies. No, other enemies, not the enemies of Israel. The other enemies. Therefore, we haven't got a problem with that being called enemies. Okay, we're going over time. I'm going to quickly run through this. Bechol Kinuyin. Then we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says over here, Bechol Kinuyin. Right? Hare Elu Chayavin. When, remember, the Mishnah said if you use any of the Kinuyim of Hashem, right? All those things, right? You Chayav. You make a Shvuah. So it works like this. For Amin, we've got to bite a steer on that, right? Yiten Hashem Otcha le'ala u'leshvua, right? There the Pasuk says, Yiten Hashem Otcha le'ala u'leshvua. Mata mudubar, v'lo kfa nimar, v'yishbi'a kohen ta'isha. This is talking about Sota, right? When you go to Sota, he says there, Yiten Hashem Otcha le'ala u'leshvua. So it says, why do we need to say there again, Thumen la'ala u'leshvua, the curse on the shvua? Ha'v'lo kfa nimar, v'yishbi'a kohen ta'isha b'shvua ta'ala. So the Vishnima Bishama Kolala, Nimarkanala. Specifically the reason for it. Why? Because it says Bishama Kolala with the Shvut Eidut. That they heard the curse, Nimarkanala, Nimarana Malahan Shvua, Afkan Shvua, Malan Bishame, Afkan Bisham. To teach us Dafka, the Gzarishab of the Allah and the Shame. In other words, you have to use the Shame Hashem, not a Kinui of Hashem. So it's a steer on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can use a Kinui. Here we've got a step right that says, no, from Sotah we learn you have to use Shame Hashem, not a Kinui. So I'm Rabbi Lo Kashi, Rabbi is not a problem. Hi Rabbi Chanina ben Idi, hi Rabbanan. It depends. The time Rabbi Chanina ben Bar Idi Omer, Hoyuv Amatora Ashbeya, Hishava, Al Tishava, Kileov. The Torah one time tells you make a Shvua, and sometimes it tells you don't make a Shvua. Sometimes it tells you the Kalel, and sometimes it tells you Al Tikalel, right? It will depend when. With regard to Sotah, it will tell you to the Kalel, or to make a Shvua, right? Sotah says Le Kalel. So when it comes to Shvuat Eidu, to Shvuat Pikadu, whatever, it tells you make a Shvua. It tells you not to make a Shvua, right? Mahi Shava B'Shem, what's it telling us? When you make a Shvua B'Shem. Af Loti Shava, also when it tells you not to make a Shvua, you can't use Hashem's name in vain. Mahi Kidal B'Shem, Af Loti Kidal B'Shem. So that seems to work out according to Rabbi Chanin, and therefore we're going to steer between the two, because it says the Kinuin. Right, if you make a shvua, so you can make a shvua with the kinuin. But when you aren't allowed to make a shvua, if you invoke it in Hashem's name in vain, you chayev. So the Gemara says, okay, how do Rabbanan deal with it then? Look at Rabbi Chananel quickly. Rabbanan, third line, the bottom of Rabbi Chananel, Rabbi Chananel says, Rabbanan de matnitin. He specifies, who are the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, who say that you can use a kinui. Igami ala b'gzera shava, right? So look, he says, and how do Rabbanan in the gzera use it? We've got 3 minutes, Robert. Igami gzera shava. If they use the gzera shava, so nibai shema miyuchad, then they're going to say that you have to use the shema miyuchad, like in ala ala, and you can't use kinuin. The e lo gami gzera shava. They don't learn the gzera shava of ala ala. Ala de shvua hi mina. What's the makor for making a shvua bichlal in Hashem's name? So it seems like Rabbanan are stuck. Either use the Gzera Shava, it means that they've got to agree with the Braita, that you can only use Hashem's name, or they haven't got a Makor. Right? So he says, no, no problem. Nafkadam, they've got a Braita. The Tanya, the Braita says, Allah. Right? What does it mean, Allah? Ain Allah, ele lashon shvua. The word Allah in itself means shvua, and that is inherent in that Hashem's name. The Chedu Omer, v'hishbi'a kwen taisha b'shvua ta'ala. So once again, Hatam Shvuat Harakati, there you then sort that says Shvuat Ha'ala. You're not trying to tell me that Allah and Shvuat got to get a little bit. No, there's specifically here Shvuat Ha'ala. So Hatam Shvuat Harakati, Hachet Ka'amar Allah. Here only says Allah. So he says, En. He writes, Allah. El Ein Allah El Bishvuat. He says, there's such thing, Allah without a Shvuat. V'chen Omer, V'yishbi HaKohen Taisha, B'Shvuat Ha'ala. Okay, end of Aviyah.